Mr. Pullen, reel 11.
Was life in Whale Island like life in the other naval shore establishments?
No.
Or did it have its own particular...
No, you had a, it was a bit better because you had cups and saucers you could drink out of to start with. And you could have visitors on board every Sunday. You see?
Yeah.
And but the discipline during the week was very strong indeed. But Sundays and certain days, it was very easy, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want to talk a bit about uniform, and I'm particularly interested in what arrangements were made aboard ship for washing your uniform and for repairing it and generally keeping it in good order. Could you tell me about that?
Yes, there were certain days, wash days. That was in the afternoons or in the mornings. And
how often?
I think it was, let's go back, I think about twice a week.
I see. And what would happen?
We wash all our duck suits, you know. Monday mornings, we always had to be prepared in a clean, prepared in a duck suit, ready for what I call evolutions. And that duck suit would last now till about Thursday. Then you put on a clean duck suit.
Now, when you were doing your washing, where did you do it?
On the upper deck.
And what did you do it with?
Oh, we had... We had tubs, you know, our tubs that we used to wash in. We'd take our tubs up there, see? Fill them with water. Each man would have a go, you know, see? Wash, help each other, we wouldn't, really. But with our hammocks, we used to just scrub them with what water there was, you know, see? And then each one would, pair of us, get hold of it and twist it round to dry it up a bit before you want to get up on the line. But such things as our flannels, we wash that, you know, in that soapy water. Washing was pretty good, really, in most of the ships, and as time went on, see. I can't say that it was too bad. And sometimes men took in washing, you know. And they would do that washing. And then at night time, when it was all quiet, they would go and hang it over the engine room grating. They'd earn a few coppers doing their washing.
These would be the Dobie firms.
Dobie and firm, that's right.
Yeah. Now, when you'd done your washing, Mr. Pullen, what arrangements were there?
Oh, clothesline.
What arrangements were there for ironing? How did you do that?
Oh, ironing was... we had a mangling board and a rolling pin in the mess. And we used to mangle our clothes, duck suits, and... one of the duck suits, that was all, look, see. Used to get them on the stools we used to sit on. And lay the trousers down, you know. Roll up with the ducks in, then push the mangling board made like a bat, you know, see? Push that along, old-fashioned way. That was the only way we done our... because we didn't mangle our flannels, just the duck suits and the drill suits, whatever it was, you see?
Yeah. Now, where did make and mend days come into this?
Oh, you had one... half a day a week, make and mend. That was sew your buttons on or patches and things like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
Just one half a day a week we had that, see?
Yes. Now, during the period you were in the Navy, were there any changes in the naval uniform, the ratings uniform?
Yes. That That frock was done away with about 1907. Wasn't worn no more after that, see? Only in the Royal Yacht. And they brought in a different uniform now. That was, what should I say that was now? The surge wasn't so good, but you had a serge jumper, as well as a serge frock. Frock was just tucked inside the trousers, see. Serge jumper was outside the trousers. And after that, there wasn't much difference till it come to the... See, when you were a petty officer, you still wore that blue jacket rig up to 1921.
Hmm. Now, when you first joined, you were given a full issue of
clothing.
Now, what happened as this clothing began to wear out and you had to replace it?
You had to replace it yourself.
How was that done?
Well, you used to, slops. It's a pipe, you know, and the mesh for slops a certain time. Say you wanted a new lanyard or a new pair of trousers. See, but what we used to do, by 6 yards of serge or 6 yards of duck, several men on board had sewing machines, and they'd measure up and they'd make the clothes for you, see? Rather cheap. You know, a couple of bob, they'd make you a nice jumper and trousers, see, in duck or in serge. And I had a job, I worked with one chap. I used to make buttonholes, you know. Make the buttonholes, see, and he used to give me so much for doing so many. You know, a couple of bob, see.
This was the Jewin firm, was it?
And they had they call them Jewin firms, see.
Yeah.
You might find perhaps four or five of them had washing and sewing machines on board, you know, see.
Yes. When it came to replacing parts of your uniform, you could buy it direct from the pusser, couldn't
that's
you?
That's right, you could. But that clothes, that wasn't so nice as what was being made. You could have it made to your style. But with the pusser's clothes, it didn't fit you really. Not nicely.
Yeah. Which cost most, the made-up stuff or the pusser?
I think the pusser was the cheapest. But the made-up stuff was a bit dearer, but far superior. I rather liked it myself. In fact, I think some of that clothes there is made by, on board ships. Yeah.
In what way was the uniform made up by the Jewin firm, in what way was it superior to the pusser's issue?
In its fitting. The fitting business was the superior lot, see? You could have it how you wanted it, you know, see? If it was fitted tight round your waist, you see? If it was pusser's, you had to perhaps take it in yourself. It was a bit, a certain size, and you wasn't that size. The issue then with a pair of trousers, you'd have to perhaps take them in yourself, you know. As you know, there was a bit of tape at the back of these trousers, but that wasn't sufficient to take the amount in sometimes as you want to make them tight around the waist.
If you were getting it made up by the Jewin firm, were there any ways in which you could have little personal touches?
Oh, yes, you could, you know, see.
What kind of things?
They make it if you wanted your bell bottoms a bit wider. They didn't mind, see? They could cut it out.
Yeah.
And our flannels, and that would... Flannel fit better when we was made by get 6 yards of flannel, look, see?
Yeah. Any other little personal touches you could have done, apart from the trousers being made wider?
No, nothing much, I don't think, you know, see, really.
Yeah. You had You had to pay to buy your you had to pay out of your own pocket for replacement
Oh yes,
uniform.
that's right, yes.
Did that cause much hardship? Because it was quite
It did
expensive.
sometimes to some of them, you know, especially the married men, sending home about 2 shillings a week to their wives. In fact, we had two more houses here one time, and he was a petty officer, and most he ever sent to his wife, 8 shillings a month, 2 shillings a week, that's all he could afford to give her.
How did the men feel about having to keep their uniform complete all the time and paying for it out of their own pocket?
Oh, they were interested in it, you know. I always thought men were very interested in their clothes because they used to tiddy it up a bit. For instance, our cloth trousers, of course, we only wore them about once a week, you see. During the time they would put them up, now that's like a concertina, you know, see? When you put them on, it'd be like a concertina. I think men were very interested in their clothes.
What other sorts of tiddling did you do?
Any tiddly work?
Yeah.
Yes, so quite a lot of tiddly work was done to it, see. I've known that it was like the collar belt was the most tiddly
yeah.
one.
You told me about the collar belt yesterday.
Mm.
Any other things apart from the collar belt?
Oh, sometimes they put, if he was a stoker, he might sew a propeller on the top of his flannels, you know, see? But I can't say they see much tiddly work on the other clothes.
Okay. But as far as spit and polish is concerned, one thing which interests me is whether spit and polish varied much from one ship to another.
No, it didn't. It didn't. They were so cute on having spit and polish. And I remember every ship up to the war was took up with that sort of thing. Any little bit of brass on board had to be polished. And you know, they used to carry quite a lot of brass on the board. And also our guns were always nicely polished.
In that period up to the war, were there any ships where the spit and polish was, you know, more ridiculous or worse than some of the others?
Well, might have been. I know that in the Caesar they used to blacklead the bollards and then varnish them over, make them look nice. But as regards all the rest of the stuff, like the brass uptakes and even the brass on the boats, all that had to be polished. Brass funnels of the smaller boats, like the picket boats, all polished up, look, see, and the cowers, and hammock nettings of a bit of brass along there, all that'd be polished, and the staghorns, what they lower the boats, ropes round, you know, all that was usually brass. Men had to be up there polishing that. Polishing, brass polishing was one of the things in the Navy that I said that it started again after the war. And I said to an officer, I can't understand why they brought this back. They said it makes men concentrate.
How much of the day would be taken up with spit and polish?
Oh, usually in the mornings, it from after decks were scrubbed. Now they start polishing up to 8 o'clock. That would be about an hour, doing all the polishing. Then the commander might go the rounds and he might find something that wasn't polished. Now that was one fair thing with Bartholomew and the Drake. Every man had to have a certain amount of brass to polish. Well, it hadn't been divided up till he spoke about it. Now the petty officers was rushing around, telling their men how much they had to do. Now when he come to mine, he said, extra lot to have to do in it. I had one of these staghorns and some brass plate along there on the hammock netting. Well, it was only, I didn't use to do that polishing, but it was told off for it in the thick of the business that was going on, see? Every man had to have a certain amount of polishing to do, apart from his guns.